Commentator Mildred Antenor is frustrated with mainstream media giving you only headlines when it comes to the unrest and corruption in her native country of Haiti. Mildred says as she's matured, the country's issues have affected her more personally.
It all started last Friday when Haitian President Jovenel Moïse made the announcement that his administration would raise the price of fuel by 50% for diesel, gasoline, and kerosene. This means that gasoline will cost as much as $5 per liter. This is happening in a country that led the first and only successful slave revolt against its colonizer and won its independence in 1804. This is in a country where today, 80% of the workers make less than $2 a day. This is in the country where currently the infrastructure has suffered from so much neglect that most residents without a personal generator can easily go without electricity for 8 to 10 hours per day. This is the country of my ancestry. In the wake of President Moïse's decision, the Haitian people took to the streets. They shut down the airport, barricaded the north and south border of Port-au-Prince, the capital. Hotels and businesses were set on fire, and 7 people have died from the unrest. Businesses were vandalized and looted as protesters called for the resignation of President Moïse and his Prime Minister, Jacques-Guy Lafontaine. The people have said in their frustration that they are tired of the empty promises. They want jobs. They want equal opportunities. They are tired of the colorism that has existed in Haiti since the days when the French were in control of the country. As a consequence, most of the businesses destroyed belong to the mulatto Haitian elite. And in the wake of this most recent unrest, as with so many others, I sit at home over 2,000 miles away, waiting to hear news of my loved ones who are currently in Haiti. I spoke to my cousin Monique a few days ago, and she was able to leave by midweek when the airport was reopened. She's a world traveler and is used to making short stays in 3 continents in under a week. She struck me when she said, "Mildred, this is a battle that I want to be a part of." My second mother, Naomi, is currently in Haiti. She's due back in August. Reaching her has been more of a challenge because of the poor phone connection in her area. But I was relieved to hear from her husband that she did manage to contact him, and she is safe. With a number of uprisings, yearly hurricanes, and the earthquake of 2010, this is what I live with on a yearly basis. Some say that the unpredictability of it all could build resilience. I suppose that's true, but not for everyone. What it does to me is bring up feelings of anxiety, frustration, and disappointment at a country that was once called the Pearl of the Antilles, with a lush and beautiful landscape. Haiti was not only rich monetarily, but also spiritually. But now it's subjected to political corruption from within, as well as opportunists from abroad. Incompetent leaders who are ruling the country, while they use Haiti as a tool for their own personal wealth and stature, as the country and its inhabitants remain ignored. And I continue to pray and wait. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is an author and a professor at Seton Hall University.